But first, Arizonans may get another chance to vote on whether to legalize marijuana for recreational use in 2020. The Smart and Safe Arizona campaign filed an initiative with the Secretary of State's office on Friday and will soon begin collecting signatures to qualify for the 2020 ballot. A similar legislation effort failed at the ballot in 2016, but the new initiative's backers say they've worked to address opponents' concerns, potentially heading off another high-dollar challenge. Stacey Pearson from Strategies 360 is with the campaign, and she joins us now to give us some details. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's just begin with the what's in this and how is it a little different than what we saw 4 years ago?
It's pretty substantially different than it was 4 years ago. There were very serious concerns, and they were legitimate. Folks wanted employer protections. They wanted the ability to prohibit use if they had folks working on electric lines or flying airplanes. And we addressed that concern very clearly up front in the initiative.
Okay. So that initiative also faced some pretty heavy challenges, some high-dollar challenges like we referred to last time around. Give us a sense of how you worked with some of those opponents to try to shape this in a different way this time.
Sounds pretty primitive, but we started with the letters in opposition and the publicity pamphlets and reached out and said, hey, assume we're going to be successful. Help us craft good policy for Arizona.
Were people willing to work with you?
They absolutely were. They see what's happening on the national scale and public opinion shifting on adult use of marijuana. And ultimately, if we're successful, this policy will be voter protected. And so they helped us make sure it was good policy.
There's been some chatter in the legislature and from the AG about sort of crafting something through the legislature to head off an initiative like this because of what you just said, because it will be voter protected. Do you think that this will sort of quell their concerns and allow this to go through that way?
I think this policy is good for Arizona. It'd be a great start for the legislature. I don't have faith they're going to be able to pull this all together, but I'd be happy to see what they come up with.
Mm-hmm. So working with opponents to last time's measure and maybe with some opponents to the idea of recreational marijuana being legal in general, did you have to give up some ground? And what issues did you have to kind of compromise on?
Our funders, the industry is extraordinarily smart, and they want to do something good for the community. So there wasn't a whole lot of concession. It was more understanding. It was saying, hey, if you include an employer's protection, it allows for us to continue doing these things the way we should be doing them. So it was great. I mean, potency is a concern. Mm-hmm. Mothers have concerns on that. We addressed that as well. We hear what's being said and really took that to heart.
Potency, you're talking about like the levels of THC.
Correct.
So how will that be defined in this or what will be allowed?
DHS has the authority to set the limit at 10 milligrams or higher, but it will likely be at the industry standard of 10 milligrams.
Okay. Give us a sense of, you mentioned sort of the national movement here, like this idea that public opinion in this country is just shifting on this issue. Do you think this is inevitable? If it doesn't pass in 2020, it will pass at some point.
I do think it's inevitable, both at the state level and at the national level. And so it was a matter of talking to the opponents from 2016 and saying, hey, assume this is going to be successful. Let's make good policy. And they were more than happy to work with us.
Yeah. Who is funding the campaign? You're about to set off on this very expensive effort to get a lot of signatures to qualify for the ballot.
Our primary funders are multi-state operators, so folks that have marijuana licenses in a number of states. So Harvest, which is based here in Tempe, MedMen, which is based in California, and Curaleaf, which is also a national organization.
Mm-hmm. And as you're looking toward qualifying for the ballot and getting people out on the streets, what kind of message do you deliver to people who you're asking for their signature? Like, do you say, like, listen, it's different than last time, or it's different than what you see in Colorado or California in these ways?
We're really being very honest about what's included in here. We've got a ban in public place and open space. Folks who have been on the boardwalk or vacation in California this summer understand that they don't like when folks are smoking next to their kids. Mm. We get that. So we've got a ban in place. We talk about the benefits or the good inclusions within this law, the lessons learned from other states and what happened in 2016. And then we really are explaining to people that, look, just because it's legal does not mean you need to use it. We're talking about bringing a product into a controlled, regulated, taxed environment and out of the black market where it's only available now.
Yeah. All right. That's Stacey Pearson with Strategies 360. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.